Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So I want to talk about, and this is a little weird, but like boring, tedious tasks that you love to do. Like, for example, I love doing laundry. I find laundry very, like, I'll be honest with you. Here's what it is. It's very structured, and it's very, like, easy to feel, like, accomplished when I'm doing laundry. I really love doing laundry. I love folding clothes. I, like, love putting clothes away. Like, just the whole act of it feels very, like, satisfying to me. Do you have anything like that?
This is not weird at all. This is the reason that I was terribly addicted to Animal Crossing. Just having little tasks and chores to do and checking them off and getting to see them accomplished is very satisfying.
Oh, so, yes. Speaking of, there's nothing more satisfying to me than, like, in video games when you have, like, percentage counters somewhere.
Yeah.
And, like, I love it.
Watching percentage counters or collecting entries
yes.
in a bestiary or a diary or pictures.
Oh,
or,
it makes me so happy.
Yeah, just being a completionist for things in video games.
I feel like we were all around to watch Achievement Unlocked become a concept in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, like, yeah, that's a permanent, like, we can never go back to the other. We're going to need those trophies. We need small, concrete reminders of a thing that is different than it was before.
Man, especially when it comes to, like, chores, for me, I love big, noticeable, accomplishable, like emptying and refilling a dishwasher.
For me, dishes, for sure.
Yes, because it's like, I've done this. Check mark. Like, I love knowing I'm done with something in a way that, like, I don't know, vacuuming doesn't really satisfy that need for me. It's not as noticeable as, like, there was a pile of dirty clothes, and now they're all, like, hung up and folded and put away. They're not there anymore. Instead of just having, I don't know, my carpet's still there. You know what I mean?
Dishes, in addition to being a noticeable difference with the before and the after, like, the clutter is there and then it's not there, also the process is sort of meditative for me, just because there's a ritual to it. You have to, you know, you wash them, and then you dry them, and then you leave them to dry or put them away. And if you do it with other people, too, it kind of makes it go by faster, but you're in this sort of meditative state of doing a process together.
That's why I really love cooking in front of people. Like, our kitchen is set up, our stovetop is, like, in the island in the middle of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And our kitchen is, like, it's open concept with, like, our living room and stuff. So, like, when I'm making dinner, like, Teresa and Bibi are there with me, and, like, I'm talking to her as I'm making dinner, and it makes me feel like a cool chef in, like, a fancy kitchen.
Oh,
I really love that.
I like the solitude of tasks like that sometimes. The ability to kind of put my brain on hold and be like, all right, here is, again, a concrete thing in the world that requires some portion of my attention that will, like, just start at one end and keep going until it's done. Like, there's you don't stop and prioritize something in the middle, and no one is watching to see if you bobble the dish or whatever. And it just, you know, just to make your way through that task, I do find it really satisfying. I also get that, and this is going to sound weird, but for selected tasks, I really love spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I work at a comic book shop. I built our pull list database, and I love doing dumb maintenance on that database. It's really like, oh, there's an extra space here, and it's caused it to become unlinked. Fix that. Now everything links correctly.
I love that.
It's a weird way to have invested, like, a whole lot of hours of my life, but it's really satisfying because I made it and it works, and I have to do a lot of fiddly bits to make it work, but once I do those things, it's all smooth and nice, and I find it very satisfying, and I'm sort of glad that no one is over my shoulder watching me be extremely excited about fixing typos. I don't know.
No, I think spreadsheets is definitely a thing for people too. Just like we talked about making granular checklists and how useful that is for productivity. And one of the reasons it is because ticking something off of there feels so good, or clearing off that whole list feels so good.
Yes. Oh, I love the checklist. I want to do a quick update before we wrap up this episode to say, inspired by Erica, I've bought myself a cork board to do a board of good things, and I bought really fancy thumbtacks that I'm really excited about. They all have little designs on them. Oh, it's really cool. And I've been specifically like saving stuff from like trips and stuff that I could start pinning on there, and I'm just very excited to get started on it. So thank you, Erica, for inspiring me to do that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much, Travis. I really love that. I can't wait to see. Oh, well, you don't have to share it either, but I'm just
I'll show you. I'll show you for sure.
You have to at least show us the push pins.
You got it.
Yeah, at least show us the push pins for sure.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.